What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Landon Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee gets that first SEC series win. Big time. A lot. The vibes are a lot higher this episode than last episode. A much-needed series win. Kind of made a statement there on Sunday. Run ruling Ole Miss on Friday and Saturday to get that series. It kind of felt a little bit deja vu-ish when you kind of blew that game on Saturday that you'd probably love to have back. I think all is well. You won a series against a really solid program, really solid lineup in Ole Miss, and outscored them 35-15 on the weekend. So just a solid outing all the way around. Before we get into everything, do want to give a shout-out to our good friends at Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks amongst the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee time today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. Great course. Love it. Played there the other day. I'm not going to tell you how I shot, but I played. That's all you need to know. Let's get into Tennessee. They got it done Friday. Same thing as last Friday. Bats got going Saturday. Kind of let one get away from you. The bats weren't as hot as they were in the pouring rain on Friday. Don't understand it, but baseball's a weird game. And Sunday, kind of the same thing on Friday. Just kind of let it rip and, get some good pitching on that day as well. So, Deuce, what'd you kind of have for this weekend?
Yeah, man, it feels good. Especially after, your series at Bama, just coming back and, the hot start Friday, which, we didn't even think we would get, more than three or four innings in and just come out and just explode and just take care of business. Like you said, Saturday, it kind of felt the same way as the last weekend. But then you come out Sunday and you just take care of business. Leave no question. Just beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you love to see it. I was at the game Saturday, first game this year, and I don't think I'm going back. We're 0-1 with me there, so maybe I just don't need to go again.
Yeah, it's probably the lack of condiments on your Lindsey Nelson dog might have been it.
It had to be. It was a little cold out. Usually, like if I'm midsummer day, I'm going ketchup, mustard, maybe even throw some mayo in there with some relish. Yeah, I get nasty with a dog.
Yeah, my takeaways really didn't change a whole lot from last week to this week in terms of, what you need to see. I feel like you have a good grasp of what this baseball team is. They hit a lot of long balls. A lot. A ton. I think they're second in the country right now. Georgia is first. So that's going to be an interesting series. I'm sure we'll get to that later on. They hit the long ball well. They have some great pitching, starting pitching. Sunday is kind of a question mark. They got a great start from Xander on Sunday, friend of the pod, and just kind of made it work. But the bullpen still has some issues, dealing with some injuries. AJ Russell went down. That's still a question mark for me. It's like, what is this bullpen? You know what you got with Kirby. Stamos is back. You got Aaron Combs has kind of been up and down a little bit. Nate Snead didn't have a great outing last week, but had a fantastic outing on Sunday. It's just different. I think freshman right now, you'd like to see where Matthew Dallas and Derek Schaefer are, but they didn't pitch this week. Matthew Dallas pitched in the ninth inning in the midweek game, but didn't pitch any on the weekend. You didn't see Derek Schaefer at all. So it's just like they're not healthy. They got some issues with AJ Russell's out. Marcus Phillips is out. Andrew Binky is out right now. So you just have some, kind of the big arms in your bullpen. Or, AJ Russell, your ace, or one of your aces, I guess you got two, aren't playing right now. And so you want to see guys step up, and you just haven't seen a ton of guys just, like, pitch. So, I mean, there's got to be a lack of confidence in those guys right now.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you see it, unfortunately. But, yeah, we need to get completely healthy. And once we do, look out.
Yeah, I mean, and going back to the lineup a little bit, the lineup's elite.
Yeah.
And especially when the bottom of the lineup's able to produce a little bit, I mean, it's one of the best in the country. I feel like a lot of people envy Tennessee's lineup. When you look at your top three in Christian Moore, Blake Berg, Billy Amick, a lot of people don't even have that. And then you got probably the hottest hitter in the lineup is Kavaris Tears right now.
Yeah.
I mean, dude's raking. And Dylan Drawley's like, but right behind them, be like, hey, don't forget about me. I can swing that thing too. So, and then Dean Curley's another one. Hunter Ensley's hitting the ball better. And so you just have a really solid lineup one through nine. I mean, Dean Curley was hitting a freaking 400-foot tank out of the nine hole. Like, what? I mean, it's unreal what this lineup can do, especially if they're able to get some production from the bottom of it, and they were able to get that on Friday and Sunday, and that's what the result you get is two run rules. Hey, we only have to bat six innings if we just go out and blow teams out like that. I mean, we're scoring at will, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no, that was one of the big notes I had was the bottom of the lineup in game one and three, because that was a big thing we talked about last week was you didn't have that, and ultimately it lost you ball games. But they showed up Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, I think you had five hits out of the bottom four on Friday, and Sunday you had four. The game you lost on Saturday, you only had two, and that was Hunter Ensley. So that's fun to see. Yeah, I'm interested to see kind of how that fills out the remainder of the year. You know, Peebles and Stark, I guess, are going to be your two catchers that kind of swap out. Dean Curley's your shortstop. What is the other outfield? What does the DH look like? It looks like Robin Villeneuve and Hunter Ensley were it the majority of the weekend. Dalton Bargo's still dealing with an injury there. Hopefully you get him back soon because I feel like he is kind of a difference maker and just another added bat in that lineup. So I'm interested to see kind of what happens. I think they roll with a hot hand and – kind of figure it out as they go. But, yeah, I'm liking what you get one through nine right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, your top three, four, even five hitters now recently, they're going to usually get it done. So if you're just a couple of your guys down at the bottom lineup, step up. I mean, if pitching's there or even decent, who's going to beat you?
Yeah. Yeah, so let's start with this weekend. We'll start with Friday night. I mean, just a downpour, rain.
And runs.
Yeah, that too. And long balls, a lot of home runs in that game. Tennessee hit five of them. Another kind of five to kind of have a little pattern there is A.J. Causey, 5-0 on the season so far. He's shoving.
Slinging it.
Yeah. I mean, he's pitching phenomenal right now. He looks like one of the best arms in the SEC. And you know, from the start of the season, I'll be honest, when I saw that delivery, I was like, oh god, like it's gonna go good for maybe an inning or two and then get him out in a hurry. But
yeah,
dude, I mean, he continues to keep hitters off balance, and I love that. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, what it'd look like come SEC play because it's just a different level, but I mean, he's tough to hit right now. I mean, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, especially when your lineup's able to score 15 runs in 6 innings. Pretty easy job there with A.J. Causey. You had Dean Curley and Christian Moore go back-to-back in the second there. And the three – I think two guys had three hits. It was Robin Villeneuve and Kavaris Tears. And Robin had four RBIs. I mean, they just continue when – I don't know what it is. We don't hit a lot of solo home runs. Now, a lot of solo home runs get hit off us. But once we get runners on, I think everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm taking a hack at this one.
Yeah.
Like, get ready. It's going out, or I'll go back to the dugout with my head stuck between my legs. you know, either one.
Yeah, I mean, the only really solos we see is Christian Moore because he's leading off.
Yeah, yeah. And he had two on Friday night, which was fun to watch. And I mean, I just can't get over, like, the weather has been crap for the majority of Tennessee. It was a lot better yesterday. But the majority of Tennessee's game so far has been crap. So the fact that they're able to just muscle home runs out of here, and it's all like it's because it's in Lindsey Nelson. I mean, Kavarius Tears hit one Sunday that was 430 feet. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's only a couple that you even question if they would be out somewhere else.
Yeah,
majority now, of them is going to be out anywhere.
Christian Moore's, that was a Lindsey Nelson home run yesterday.
The oppo
into the bullpen, that was. But, I mean, it still was like 346 feet. So, like, it, I mean, most of – some ballparks it's not out, but majority it's – that's probably getting out. Or it's at least off the top of the wall. It's still a double somehow, some way. But, yeah, you're able to get that win, get that run rule, and the move on to Saturday. And, I mean, you got to feel good. And once you get that Friday win, you're like, okay, Drew Beam's on the mound. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but, like, they just can't bat behind him.
No. And it sucks because he goes out there and he's so consistent on what he's giving you. He's throwing so many innings. He's, you know, pitching to contact and, you know, they'll score a few runs, but usually not too many, not to where we can't, you know, overcome it with our bats.
Yeah. But 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 5 strikeouts. That should be more than enough for Tennessee to get that win.
Yeah.
He pitched good enough to win. Now, I got to give Liam Doyle, I got to give him a little bit of credit. Dude shoved against us. Had 10 Ks, but he had 3 earned runs as well. So, I mean, it was a tie ball game when Drew Beam came out. So, I mean, it was – it just sucks that they weren't able to get that win for him on either Saturday so far in the SEC. But, you know, A.J. Russell, I thought he came in and pitched really well, ran into some trouble. And it kind of unraveled for you there in the ninth. And, again, just one that you would love to get back. And I don't know. It sucks that you lost that game and you lost A.J. Russell for another extended period of time probably with some soreness. So that stinks. And it was, like I said earlier, it's kind of like deja vu. It's like, okay, so we blew that one Sunday. Who the heck are we pitching?
Yeah.
And if you, whoever you pitch, who's coming in after him? Like, it was such a question mark for me. And I was like, I don't really know what Ole Miss has left. But I'm like, man, like, how do we respond to that? Because at Alabama, you had that same thing where you competed all game and it just kind of got away from you. So, yeah, Aaron Combs comes in. Again, things just kind of unraveled and just wasn't enough to get that one across the finish line. I think it was – you're up one with one out in the ninth, and that's when things happen. So, sucks that one, but Tennessee responded well, and I think that's – that goes to show you how good this baseball team can be is, hey, we might be a little shorthanded in the bullpen. It don't matter. We're going to score 15 runs. Run rule, get Ole Miss home early. That's what I like to see. But, yeah, Xander comes in and does his job. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think you could ask any more from him. Yeah, you'd probably like for him to go a little bit longer, but they went for the switch, and it worked out. Nate Snead was phenomenal out of the pen, 6 strikeouts. And, you know, those 7 outs, I think, for Xander were massive because that's a tough lineup to go through, and he was making some of those guys look silly. So that was fun to watch. And then Blake Burke hammers one oppo. You know, beating the shift and hits a double. And then Kavarius Tears. Oh my God. That ball was absolutely nuked. I mean, poor, like somebody was, they parked far as possible from the stadium and just got a whole new windshield today, probably because it was shattered from Kavarius Tears.
Yeah, it'd be like parking at Daniel's Bar and getting hit from Bauer Field.
Yeah, I mean, it was disgusting. Deuce, we got a – hey, Austin, can you add me on Instagram right here. So
I don't know who Austin is.
Me either. And then you score five in the third and six in the fifth. I mean, you're just putting up crooked numbers in innings. And I think Tennessee they've scored like 54 runs in the third inning so far this year. I think they're outscoring opponents 54-10. If I added that up, I'm not great at math, but I think I added that up correctly. So they're dominating that third inning. And I think it's just, it's what you need to do to get off. Like, you need to get off to a good start, you know, get that bat going early. Cause it is contagious. And I mean, I hope we don't get any kind of sickness, because how contagious hitting has been. I mean, everybody's going to be out for a series if we get any kind of sickness in that locker room, just passing around.
Yeah. It's kind of like our basketball team. We get that first hit, and then they just kind of roll off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it takes us a while to get there, it ain't ever getting started.
Yeah.
But you see it early, we're riding.
Gotcha. Yeah, like it was fun to see, and Ole Miss just kind of ran out of arms. They're like, I don't even know who to put in. They just keep hitting it. So it was fun to see Bianco's, you know, short ass walking out to the mound every couple batters and changing it. At one point, he like pointed at the umpire, and the umpire was just like, what? he's like, call for another pitcher. And I was like, oh, okay. And Bianco's like, just kind of made a face at him. It was funny. But yeah, Tennessee got going. And yeah, I think that's what you needed. You needed to get a series win in the worst way, because nothing gets easy in this league. And then you welcome a team this weekend in Georgia who Charlie Condon is probably the best player in the country right now. If you want to debate it, maybe Jack Caglione is the other one. But those two guys are insane. And Condon leads the country in home runs. Georgia, I think, they've hit like 72 home runs or something like that. Something stupid. Tennessee's like behind them with like 66, something like that. Yeah, going to be a lot of long balls this weekend. Can't wait to see that. Before we move totally into Georgia, Tennessee Tech midweek, little revenge game. Ooh. Lost two straight to them. Need to take care of the Golden Eagles. Love the people out in Cookeville, but
Cookeville sucks.
Okay,
you
said that.
You got more pulls with these people than I do. I would love to beat them like 100-0.
Yeah. No wooden bats, thank God.
Just no mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no mercy.
Yeah, and so like I don't really have a lot else. I mean, you just kind of dominate. I'd love to see kind of what your bullpen looks like. I mean, has Xander earned the Sunday starter, you think, and you just kind of make it a bullpen game?
I mean, it seems like that may be the case for right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I don't love it, but if we can go out and do what we did Sunday, I don't hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're able to get a quality start, get him through the first couple innings, and then, you know, use some of that bullpen. Hopefully they get healthier as the season goes on, and you know, maybe we see some of these freshmen come along, but up to this point, it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of trust in those guys right now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, hopefully that starts changing here shortly, but as of now, I feel like that's kind of what we got to go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to see Marcus Phillips back, because I think him and Nate Snead are just different with the velocity out of the bullpen, so you want to have those guys available. I think Dylan Moy's another arm that it looks like he's getting more time than Derek Schaefer and Matthew Dallas are at this point. And I think he was ready to go Sunday if Snead ran into some trouble, but just kind of cruised along, and then he didn't really need to use him because it was over. Billy Amick hit that little granny there. That didn't even – how hard are we hitting baseballs where we, like, destroy the tracker?
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
Dude, that Billy Hammond gets me fired up when he comes out. I mean, dude, I love it. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to hit. I'd be shaking. I'd just be so pumped up if I had people doing that for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now every time I get in the car, I'm heading to work, play the stroke, baby. Gets me fired up. Gets me ready. Gets me ready for my day.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, you can't not clap to it now. Every time I hear it, I'm going to have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go MVP real quick, or we can talk about Sunday a little bit more. I mean, Christian Moore hit another home run. He hit three on the weekend. Billy Amick was able to get that first home run in a big way since, I think, Illinois on Friday night. And I think that was his first RBI since then as well. So good to get him. I mean, he's been hitting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hasn't got guys on base when he's getting a hit and just hasn't been able to get that one out of the park. But he was able to do that on Sunday, and Dylan Dreiling hit another one. I mean, it's just Dink Early hit another one. I mean, it's just fun to watch this lineup because at any point in time, they can go yard.
Yeah, any of them. No matter how bad they're swinging or any kind of slump they're in, it's just like you never know.
Yeah.
I've been saying for the last couple weeks, like every time Amick comes up to bat, I'm like, this one's gone.
Mm-hmm.
This one's gone. Because like you said, he's hitting the ball. He's hitting the ball. Just a lot of almost getting unlucky, hitting it right to guys, or of course these guys start making top, you know, SEC or Sports Center top 10 plays when mm-hmm. he's out there. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just, I would hate to pitch against this lineup. I'm glad it's us and no one else, but it feels like this weekend we kind of got back on our feet. It was exactly what you're looking for. I mean, you'd love to get the sweep, but I mean, for most of the game on Saturday, you're sitting there and your only production was Inslee's two-run homer. You're sitting there in like the fifth or sixth inning, whatever it was, and you've got one hit. And so kind of lucky to even have that chance to even sneak one out there. But ultimately, you didn't win. You took the series after the disappointing series at Alabama. So now we roll on through midweek and then whoop some ass against Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a grind. If you're going to win that one, it was going to be a grind because, like you said, I think we were one hit until the seventh, I think.
Yeah.
We're able to take the lead there late in the eighth and, you know, just couldn't get it past the finish line. And that is a question mark for me is, like, in close games, Tennessee hasn't really – they haven't played a ton of them. And the ones they have played, they have lost so far. So that's one thing I just want to kind of keep an eye on. I think the bullpen has to answer the call.
Yeah, and we haven't so far.
Yeah.
We've gave ourselves a chance, but ultimately we've kind of – and I just like Ole Miss on Saturday, they had some great ABs. You got to tip your cap to them. Kind of battle, and finally get a pitch that they can hit and they, you know, put it in the gap. Mm-hmm. And it's tough.
Yeah. Who's going to win the home run battle between Blake Burke and Christian Moore?
I'm going Christian Moore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a little wild one out there. I'll go Christian Moore.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's at 37. Blake's at 38. The record's 40 with Luke Lipsius. And
so we going first one to hit 40, or who's going to have it at the?
Who's going to have it at the very end? Who's record?
I'm going Christian Moore.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, we'll cut this.
It's pretty insane, like how fast both of them have gotten to this point. I mean, 3 years, like they didn't get cheated on any at bats. I mean, they're using them and getting it out there. I mean, Evan Russell and Luke Lipsius, they were here for 5 years. Some may think Luke Lipsius was here for eight. I don't know.
It felt like it. I'd have taken him for eight more.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing was more fun than, I mean, he pulled just about every home run he hit. So, I mean, that park was perfect for Luke Lipsius.
It was. I just loved his character, too. The little belly rub.
Mm-hmm.
When he did the little pink on the plate,
mm-hmm.
how in a. When you're playing sports, you're not trying not to think, but how do you even like how does your mind process doing that at that moment?
Oh yeah.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah. Just so much personality. We did forget to mention Frank does get tossed on Saturday. Yeah,
I couldn't tell from, I was sitting in left field, so I really couldn't tell. I mean, he likes to say a few choice words towards the umpires, but I couldn't really tell what happened. People were beside me was like, yeah, he just got tossed.
Well, he said something when he walked out there, but the umpire didn't respond. So I don't know if he heard him or not. And then I don't know what was said, but it was during the mound visit. He just came up behind Frank and then just kind of said, you're out. And then Tony asked Cal Stark, cause I can hear stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. No big deal. He was like, what'd he say? And Cal was like, literally nothing. So I don't know. I don't know what it was. Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous. It's a look at me. Mm-hmm. Nobody's there to watch you. Nobody cares about you.
Yeah. That umpire did have a rough night. He was not great.
Well, I had
on either side.
I had like 20 umpires around me calling balls and strikes, and we're sitting down the left field line. You can't even tell what's close. Hey, you have no idea. And everybody
that's my favorite. Like,
oh, my. The people, hey, love all nation. But my goodness.
Yeah.
Some of them just don't know.
Something else kind of in that game that happened, a few boneheaded mistakes. You can't throw a ball in left field. At the catcher spot.
No.
And my God, if you're a pinch runner, do not get doubled off on a pop fly.
You'll never pitch run again. That is the most boneheaded. Because usually you're a pitch runner. Because I was pitch runner for a lot of my freshman year. I wasn't super fast, but I was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Did you ever get doubled off on a pop fly?
I don't think so. And I've got hosed at second from a Kentucky commit, but no, I never made any dumb. I didn't do that.
No,
but no, that was bad. That's bad baseball. And the thing that's bad with the ball that Stark threw, you had the dude. I mean, he was out.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I don't love that, anyways. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you just gotta. Got to calm down a little bit in the moment, make your play, and live to see another day. Don't give up something cheap like that, especially in a close game. So
yeah, I mean that game, or I mean, just a couple things like that. But that was how the Bama series was. You didn't feel like they beat you as much as you just kind of beat yourself. And we kind of, I don't know if we didn't beat ourselves Saturday, but.
Man. We didn't help ourselves out any.
No, exactly. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, we didn't help ourselves whatsoever.
Yeah.
It was just a tough game, but glad to take the series. And glad that we did it in the way we did. Like you have that kind of just snoozer game on Saturday, but Friday and Sunday, my God. Yeah. Wish I'd have been there.
They couldn't get you a dub, could they?
Dude, what's ridiculous is they lose, first off. It's been 70, 75 degrees the last, like, couple Saturdays, even if the weather's not the best. Like, temperature-wise, it's been pretty warm. Then we get hit with, like, a mid-50s with the wind blowing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to that game.
Well, and, like, in left field, like, out there, there's nothing breaking that wind up. So, dude, it's just pounding you.
The wind, the sun is, like, right in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wear sunglasses because I can't see without my glasses. And me, I don't need to not be able to see at a baseball game because, I mean, shit you not, I would eat one off of the head before I can even react to it if I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah.
So,
and if a ball comes my way, I'll make a play. That, you know that sound when somebody tries to catch a ball with their bare hand? That just horrible flesh sound.
It sticks to it. It's like when someone hits their head, like when someone smacks their head on something, it just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, somebody tried to catch one, and it hurt bad. But, you know, he kind of did that a little bit and was just kind of rubbing it on his pants, like trying not to make a big deal out of it. But I know that man was hurting.
And it kind of sucks, though, because as a man, you're like, dude, I gotta try to make a play here. Even if you don't want to, you can't just, like, you know. But I don't know. I get it. But, no, that sound, it sticks to you.
Yeah.
It's a nasty just, ugh.
Yeah, so up next we do have Georgia this weekend. We mentioned country leader in home runs. They have the home run king right now in Charlie Condon, who's probably going to be a top two draft pick next year. I don't know what he's doing at Georgia, but, you know, blind squirrel, I guess. And they're a weird baseball team. They swept Bama, but then the weekend before they get swept by Kentucky. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, they're putting up a ton of runs. They're also giving up a ton of runs. So it should be a fun weekend of baseball. And, you know, if you're a kid wanting to just get a home run ball, I mean, this is the weekend to go.
What if I'm an adult wanting one?
I mean, go sit out there with a glove, buddy.
Yeah, no, I think any team that goes up against us that gives up a lot of runs, I feel like they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Even if they put up a lot.
Yeah, I kind of feel that same way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, ultimately for majority of the season, it's not going to be pitching that wins us games. It's going to be our bats. I mean, pitching's definitely going to help, but, I mean, like this weekend, you put up 15 runs, you ain't got to be good at all. I mean, you don't have to be too great from on the mound.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if Tennessee can just get solid pitching all weekend, they should take care of business of Georgia, because that lineup should rake against their pitching staff. But then you have Tennessee Tech. Don't want to forget about them. Golden Eagles have had our number the past two years, I guess. So let's get a win in the midweek and then move on to the Georgia series. We're able to continue to build on that SEC resume. And let's go MVP. I'll go first if you want me to.
I know who you're going with. Go ahead.
You already know?
I know who you're going with.
It's Tears, baby.
I knew it. That's your boy.
KT. Yeah, I'm a big KT fan. Never met the guy, but if he wants to come on the show, let me know.
What if he plays golf?
Yeah, if he wants to come play golf with us, that'd be cool. He was 7-for-11 this weekend, 4 RBIs, 2 home runs. I mentioned that 430-footer. A rocket. Everything he hits is a rocket.
It is, and it's so pretty. His swing is just beautiful.
And only one strikeout on the weekend. That was a big emphasis for me, is like making the most of your at-bats, at least putting it in play, giving yourself a chance. And he was able to do that this weekend. Also, 7 runs. He scored 7 times this weekend. So pretty impressive. Great weekend from him. Again, like, he's not the forgotten guy, but he isn't the guy that's making the headlines like Blake Burke and Billy Amick and Christian Moore. But dude deserves it. Absolutely deserves it. Because he's raking. I mean, he's Tennessee's best hitter right now.
By far.
In my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew you were gonna go with Tears. He was my first one I put down.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I mean, there was a lot to go with this weekend. A lot better than last weekend. We had just one. But yeah, like you said, with the one strikeout, dude, he's just battling. Mm-hmm. And he's putting it in play, and he's that dude right now. Continues to be that dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hope they forget about him. Yeah, worry about the first three, and then he's going to just absolutely nuke one. But, yeah, I like that one. But I'm going to go Christian Moore. He did have a good weekend, 4-for-12, 3 home runs, 4 RBIs. But he's huge for us because he's just all around – kind of like your leader, your field general. Usually your shortstop is and Curley, you know, he's taking big strides, but he's a freshman at the end of the day. Yeah. Christian Moore's been there. He knows what it takes, and he's just doing that thing. I mean, good ABs, playing this position well. And I love the fire that he kind of – it just feels like everyone kind of will feed off of him kind of throughout and in certain situations. So – Christian Moore for me, Tears is a great one. I think we could even went with a couple more if we wanted to. This episode, and you can tell because we went about 15 minutes longer than we did on the last one.
Yeah.
A lot happier. The boys are happy. The boys are buzzing. It's been a good week. a good weekend. It's going to be a good week. Daylight longer. Golf is getting involved. Basketball still rolling. Now it could be a very upsetting weekend if Friday night goes bad. But until Friday at 10:45 probably, we're vibing.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Saturday, like the sports gods are only going to let us win one of those games. It was going to either be baseball or basketball. So if I'm right now in the moment, I'm saying that I'm glad basketball won. I'm not happy baseball lost, but I'm happy basketball won. If only one of those were going to win, just where the meaning of it was. I do want to mention one other person before we get out of here. Nate Snead was another guy that I was almost going to go with. I mean, answer the call again. The weekend before, not a great outing.
Yeah.
And came in and shoved and took over, had some guys on the base pass when he took over for Xander. And I mean, he shoved 6 strikeouts. He gave you everything you wanted, everything you needed to get that series win. So I'm going to go with him just because of what he was able to give you in that moment when you absolutely had to have a win.
Yeah, I love the fire he's got too. Like, it's just like every time the fastball, but just kind of like the red ass he's got. It's like when the batter's up there, it's like, dude, you're not beating me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna beat you, and I'm gonna let you know I beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. That's what we are. That's our identity. That's how our coaches are. Stepping back to Frank Anderson getting tossed, he has to be leading the country in assistants getting tossed, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
he's in the last couple of years, he's got to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see what the duo of Tony and Frank have in like suspensions and all that stuff. It's got to be up there. But there's a lot of coaches getting after. Jay Johnson got after him. Yeah. You had an umpire get in the face and like chest bump Hunter Hines at Mississippi State. So. Yeah, just a little bit of power trip. So, you know, it's always good to have coaches that are able to put those umpires in their place when they need to.
And they need to a lot, and I love it.
Yep. All right. Well, guys, cool. Anything else?
I'm good. Fired up, man. It's great. Baseball season's here, full stride. You know, especially when you get in the SEC play, it's here, and it's here for a while.
Yep. It just means more.
Just means more, man.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank y'all for listening again. Have a good rest of your week. And we'll see you back next week.